今天我们尝试新的方式。
Today we are going to try something new.
我讲到，荣荣来翻译。
I'll preach and Brother 荣荣 will interpret.
并且让孩子们加入我们来听到。
And our kids will join us in the service.
荣荣的英文比我好。
荣荣's English is better than mine.
希望下次他讲到我翻译的时候不会是一场噩梦。
Hopefully it won't be a nightmare when it's my turn to interpret for him.
我们自身能力有限
We are so limited
有惧怕
We have fears
有担心
Concerns
但是我们看到教会里面的需要
But we see the needs in the church
想到那些说英文的弟兄姐妹
We think about the brothers and sisters who speak English
包括我们自己的儿女
Including our kids
都需要听到神的道
They all need to hear God's word
我们愿意靠主勇敢地迈出新的一步
May God help us to take this bold step forward
就像无柄鳄鱼故事里面的那个小朋友一样
Just like the kid in the story of five cakes and two fish
将我们仅有的一点点能力献上
We will put in God's hand what we have
愿主使用
May God use us
上一次呢我们讲了什么是教会
Last time we preached on what church is.
这是一个非常大的话题。
This is a big topic.
虽然列举了很多点，但都是蜻蜓点水，点到为止。
We were able to just touch some of the subjects by it's just scratching the surface.
我主要想说的是，当一个人成为基督徒后，他不单单是成为一个跟神有关系的人。
My main point was.When a person became a Christian, he not only entered his personal relationship with God,
而是进入一个与神有圣约关系的信仰共同体。
He entered a community of faith that has a covenant relationship with God.
这正是十字架所代表的两个维度。
This is the two dimensions represented by the cross.
纵向上是与神的关系。
Vertically, it's the relationship with God.
横向上是与弟兄姐妹们的关系。
Horizontally, it's the relationship with brothers and sisters.
这是为什么主耶稣说，你们彼此相爱的时候，众人就认出你们真的是我的门徒了。
This is why Jesus teaches, when you love each other, people will know that you are my disciples.
因为十字架在基督徒的彼此相爱中彰显了出来。
Because the cross is manifested through the Christians loving each other.
愿神开我们灵里的眼睛。
May God open our spiritual eyes.
使我们有一个属天的看见。
So that we have a heavenly vision.
我们真的知道教会的重要。
That we know the real needs of the church.
和教会生活的重要
and the importance of the church life.
今天我们继续教会的话题，我们来讲讲教会的使命是什么。
Continuing the topic on the church, we are going to talk about the church's mission.
或者简单的说，教会应该要做点什么事情。
Or simply put, what should the church do?
如果教会不知道自己的使命是什么，同工就会瞎忙乎。迷失道路，直到逐渐失去教会的成色。
If a church doesn't know its mission, the co-workers will be busy for nothing and get lost in their way, and the church will lose its characteristics as a true church gradually.
那么教会应该要做点什么呢？
Then the question is, what should a church do?
有的人的答案是照顾穷人。满足慕道友的需要。
Some people would say the church's mission is to take care of the poor and satisfy the needs of the seekers.
走这条路的教会很多，社会事工热火朝天。
Many churches do that, and they are very busy with their social services.
但那不能长久。
But that will not continue for long.
不是把同工累到趴下，就是最后呢，逐渐变成一个自由派的假教会。
As a result, either the co-workers are totally exhausted, or the church will gradually become liberal and eventually turn into a false church.
为什么会这样呢？
Why?
很简单，做善事，做社会事工，并不是教会的本质。
Because simply speaking, charities and the social services are not the essence of the church.
佛教徒可以做。
Buddhists can do that.
道教徒也可以做。
Taoists can do that.
这正是主耶稣在约翰福音十五章第五节所说的。
Just as the Lord teaches in the book of John, chapter 15, verse 5.
约翰福音十五章五节，我给大家读一下。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。
John 15 verses 5-6. I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is thrown away like a branch and dries up. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned.
还有一些人，他的答案呢是，教会的使命呢就是敬拜神。
Some others would say that the church's mission is to worship God.
这个太正确了。
This is exactly right.
但得要看这个人在什么样的场景和动机下说这样的话。
But it depends on when and for what that person says that.
我曾经跟随郑牧师去一个城市开布道会。
I used to.Go to a city to, for an evangelical meeting with Pastor William Chang.
第一年去的时候，那个教会有八十人。
The first year we went there, that church had 80 members.
第二年去的时候，那个教会只剩二十人。
The next time we went, they only had 20 members.
我后来才知道他们教会发生了内讧。
Later I learned that there were internal conflicts.In that church.
当时我问那个教会的一个主要同工发生了什么事情。
I asked one of their co-workers what happened.
他说我来教会就是来敬拜神的，人多人少我无所谓。
He replied, I go to church to worship God. I don't care how many people are there.
这话对吗？
Is that right?
怎么感觉似乎哪里有一点问题呢？
Don't you feel there's something wrong with that?
问题在于是他用一句貌似正确的话来掩盖了他们不愿意正视问题、不愿意悔改的事实。
The problem is, he was trying to cover up the issues that they didn't want to face. He said something that sounds correct, but actually they did not want to repent about what they did wrong.
再说了，神的心意在哪里呢？神的指明是各自当个人的敬拜神吗？
In addition, what is God's will? Is His will that every Christian worship God by himself or herself individually?
当然不是。
Of course not.
基督徒的敬拜是众圣徒在圣灵里、在真理里的同心合意的敬拜。
Christians worship is.For all the Christians worship in the Spirit, in the truth, in one heart.
可见那个弟兄所缺少的正是教会论。
We can see that that brother does not have a good ecclesiology, the doctrines about the church.
再后来呢，那个教会就彻底关门了。
Later, that church was closed.
还有一些人的答案呢，是教会的使命呢，是传福音。
And again, others would say the mission of the church is to evangelize.
这是最常见的。
This is the most often.
也貌似最正确的答案。
And the most seemingly correct answer.
他们请慕道友吃饭。
These churches invite the seekers for dinners,
参加教会活动,
for them to join church activities,
直到受洗,
until they are baptized,
任务完成, 继续下一个,
and their job is done, and they will move on to, to the next seeker.
然后呢,这个受洗的基督徒可能很长时间,甚至一辈子都是个冠名的基督徒而已。
The problem is that baptized Christian may be Christian in name only for a long time or for the rest of their life.
从来不知道什么叫真正的跟随耶稣成为基督的门徒。
He never know what means to follow Jesus and be his disciple.
他们的事工非常火热，他们给许多的人施洗。
So in these churches, they are also very busy there with their ministries. They baptize many people.
但是我发现要教导这些冠名的基督徒比教导慕道友难多了。
But I find that it is so much more difficult to teach these Christians in name only than teach seekers.
他们自以为得着一条上天堂的宽路。
These Christians in name only think they have, they know the road to heaven.
怎么还愿意来走十字架窄路呢?
They are on the broad road, they think, to heaven. How can they go back to walk the narrow path of the cross?
在我看来，从神国的角度，这些传宽路福音的人，他们不是在做帮助的工作，而是在做破坏的工作。
To me, from the perspective of God's kingdom, these churches who preach the broader way of the gospel, they are not helping God. They are destroying God's work.
加尔文在日内瓦牧会的时候
，When Calvin was a pastor in Geneva.
曾经被他的会众们赶走。
He was driven away and exiled by his congregation.
但是三年之后他们后悔了又想把他请回去。
But 3 years later, the congregation regretted and wanted to have him back.
他说我宁可死一百次我都不愿意回去。
At first, he thought, I would rather die 100 times than go back.
因为那个重担等于钉一千次十字架。
Because that trial is equal to being crucified 1,000 times.
但他祷告确信这就是神的旨意之后，他还是回去了。
But after prayer, he was sure it was God's will for him to go back. He went back.
他回去了之后呢，要让教会归正，就需要会众的真实的悔改。
He was When he was back, in order for the church to be corrected, he taught that the congregation should truly repent.
他就严正地警告他们。
He warned them sternly.
说引号 quote, 如果你们还想要我当你们的牧师的话，改正你们混乱的生活。
He said, if you desire to have me for your pastor,correct the disorder of your lives.
如果你们是诚心的请被放逐的我回来的话，除去你们中间流行的罪行和放荡。
If you have with sincerity recalled me from my exile, banish the crimes and the debaucheries which prevail among you.
我认为福音的主要的敌人不是罗马的教皇，不是异端，不是诱惑者，不是暴君。
I consider the principal enemies of the gospel to be not the pontiff of Rome, nor heretics, nor seducers, nor tyrants.
这里哈，现在切换到我了，请允许我暂停一下，你们猜猜这个福音的敌人，主要的敌人是谁？
So let me ask you, can you guess who's the principal enemy of the gospel?
好啊，现在加尔文的话继续，是坏基督徒。
This is Calvin's answer. Bad Christians.
没有善行的死的信仰有什么用呢？
Of what use is a dead faith without good works?
甚至真理有什么重要的呢？如果有一个不相称的邪恶的生命，或者是和所传的话语蒙羞的行为的话。
Of what importance is even truth itself, where a wicked life belies it, and actions make words blush?
要么你们就第二次命令我离开，用再一次的放逐使我的磨难可以稍减，要么就让上帝的道的严肃来治理教会吧。
Either command me to abandon a second time your town and let me go and soften the bitterness of my afflictions in the new exile, or let the severity of the laws reign in the church.
重建起纯正的教会纪律。
Re-establish their pure discipline.
我同意加尔文所说的，福音的敌人不是教皇或者异端或者暴君什么的，福音的敌人是坏基督徒。
I agree with Calvin that the principal enemies of the gospel, are not the pontiff of Rome, nor heretics, nor seducers, nor tyrants. They are the bad Christians.
当时的宗教改革运动中是鱼龙混杂的。
There were all kinds of people and movements in the Reformation era in Calvin's time.
不仅仅有改教家所带领的在神学上的归正运动，也有改革更激进的异端。
There were
以及彻底放飞自我的自由派。
There was a theological reformation movement, led by Calvin and Luther, and their like, and there was heretics, radicals, and also there were liberal. People who totally abandon their lives.
有些人自称得救了，却过着非常败坏的生活。
Some people claimed to be saved, but they were living a corrupt life.
这些是天主教常常用来攻击宗教改革的地方。
So the Catholic Church often attacked the Reformation based on these.
这个锅当然就被扣在马丁路德为首的改教家头上。
They especially blamed the reformers like Martin Luther.
天主教责备他们乱搞，导致了混乱。
The Catholic Church blamed them to lead the church into chaos because of the Reformation.
当然，我们并不承认是宗教改革导致混乱。
Of course, we deny that it is Reformation that led to chaos.
这正是主所说的，在收割前任凭稗子和麦子一起长。
As our Lord teaches, allow weeds to grow together with the wheat until the harvest.
但值得提起的是，马丁路德和加尔文是完全不同性格的人。
But it is worth mentioning that Martin Luther and John Calvin are two very different personalities.
在宗教改革中，他们所扮演的角色也是不同的。
And they played different roles in the Reformation.
马丁路德猛烈如火，而加尔文非常的安静。
Martin Luther was fiery, and Calvin was quiet.
马丁路德的思想像火山爆发，而加尔文的思想像结构严谨的大厦。
Martin Luther's theology was like a volcanic eruption, but Calvin's theology is like a well-structured building.
因此，马丁路德被神用来攻击天主教的错谬，起到一个拆毁的作用。
So God used Martin Luther to attack the heresies of the Catholic Church and to tear down their errors.
而加尔文则是真正建立起一套完整的改革中神学体系，起到一个建立的作用。
But Calvin built up a complete Reformation theology. His role was a builder.
我大胆地评论一句这两位前辈。
Allow me to presume to compare these two giants of faith.
我认为加尔文的神学思想更加完整，更成体系。
I believe that Calvin's theology is more complete and more systematic.
在福音的理解上，比马丁路德更高出一层次。
And he has a superior understanding of the gospel than Martin Luther.
马丁路德所强调的因信称义，只是我们得救不是出于功德，而是单单出于神的恩典，不是靠行为。这是完全正确的。
Martin Luther emphasized justification through faith. That is, we are saved not because of our merit, but only because of God's grace, not because of our behavior. This is perfectly correct.
而加尔文的着眼点更高。救恩的目的何在呢？神为什么要拯救罪人呢？
But Calvin has a higher vision. He's asking, what's the purpose of salvation? Why does God save sinners?
答案正是在以弗所书第一章的第六节、十二节和十四节，要叫他荣耀的恩典得着称赞。
The answer is in verses 6, 12, and 14 in the first chapter of the book of Ephesians, that is, for His glorious grace to be praised.
现今的福音派，也就是那些认为教会的使命就是传福音的那些教会。
The contemporary evangelicals, those Christians who think that the mission of the church is just to preach the gospel.
他们传福音的时候就会强调我们得救不是靠行为。
When they evangelize, they will emphasize that our salvation is not because of our behavior.
这是正确的。
This is correct.
然后呢，他们强调说什么都不用做。
But then they also emphasize that we do not need to do anything.
我就想要问一个问题。
But my question is,
如果什么都不用做，谁能解释一下保罗为什么那么劳苦？
If we don't need to do anything afterwards, who can explain why Paul worked so hard?
是不是他太不属灵了，自讨苦吃？
Is it because he was not spiritual enough and brought all these sufferings upon himself?
这些人就无法自圆其说了。
So, these churches cannot provide a good explanation.
所以我们要明白，不靠行为称义，并不等于什么都不用做。
So, we need to understand that justification through belief is not equal to we don't need to do anything afterwards.
事实上，将这两者相等同而强调什么都不用做的人，他们的潜意识中正是把行为和称义绑定在一起了。
Actually, if you equal these two and emphasize that you do not need to do anything, in your subconscious, you equal your act with justification.
因为他们潜意识里面行为就是为了称义。
And in their subconsciousness, act is for justification.
一旦白白称义了，行为就没有必要了。
Once you are justified, you can do away with act.
他们并没有养成不靠行为称义的思维方式。
In their thinking, there is no justification without act.
如果你的潜意识里面行为和称义是分开的
，If in your unconsciousness, act and justification are separate，
我们已经得到白白的因信称义了
，Since we are justified, through faith，
这并不能够得出你什么都不用做的结论。
We cannot conclude that we don't need to do anything afterwards.
救恩是白白得到的。
Grace is for free.
没有任何人可以赚得自己的救恩。
Nobody can earn their salvation.
在我们还是神的仇敌的时候，主耶稣就为我们这样的罪人舍命，使我们可以白白的称义。
When we were still God's enemy, Jesus died for sinners like us, so that we can be justified for free.
罗马书三章二十三、二十四节这样说：因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白的称义。
Romans 3:23-24 For all have sinned.And fall short of the glory of God, being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.
如果我们只看到称义是白白的，那仍然是以人为中心的视角，是属地的视角，只看到福音的片面。
If we only see that justification is for free, from the man-centered perspective, it's the earthly perspective. We only see part of the gospel.
只有以神为中心，才能在属天的高度看到福音的全貌。
Only when we set God at the center of our perspective, can we see the gospel from the heavenly perspective and see.The gospel as a whole.
称义之后，我们该怎么做？该怎么生活
？After justification, what should we do? How should we live?
如果单个基督徒不知道这个答案的话，那么多个基督徒组成的教会又怎么知道教会的使命是什么呢
？If individual Christians don't know the answer, how could the church, which is composed by the individualChristians know its mission.
肤浅的福音派教会不太回答这个问题。
The superficial evangelical churches don't want to answer this question that much.
他们直接忽略过去了。
They ignore this question.
仿佛在暗示你就和过去一样就可以了。
As if they were implying that, You can just live as you did before you became a Christian.
这样那些停留在福音开端，认定自己什么都不用做的人，他们是无法理解保罗所说的。
As a result, those Christians who stayed at the beginning of the gospel and believe that they don't need to do anything else afterwards, they are unable to understand what Paul says in Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
罗马书十二章一节，我给大家读一下。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Romans 12:1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren.By the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
这里我用 KJV 版本，而不是我常用的 NASB 版本。
I just read from the King James Version instead of NASB version, which I normally use.
就是因为 NASB 版本没有将这个理所当然翻译出来。
Because NASB does not have the word reasonable.
只是说 it's your spiritual service.
instead it has is your spiritual service.
这个理所当然是非常重要的。
But this word reasonable is very important.
和合本翻译的呢是很不错的。
So the Chinese Union Version rendered it correctly.
你要知道保罗不是在说一个建议。
You should know that Paul is not suggesting.
甚至他不是在说一个命令。
He's not even commanding.
他在说的是一个显而易见、顺理成章的逻辑。
He's telling you something reasonable, something obvious.
如果你真的是个真正因信称义的人，你就自然应该将你的身体献上当作活祭。
That is, if you are truly justified through faith, you reasonably or logically or obviously you should present your body as a living sacrifice.
而且这样是理所当然的。
And this is, of course.
旧约时期，现在坛上的燔祭是完全烧光的。
In the Old Testament era, the
burnt offering
was totally burnt on the altar.
预表完全的归给神。
Representing that the sacrifice was totally unto the Lord.
保罗所说的将身体献上当作活祭也是一样的。
Likewise, Paul here says the living sacrifice is the same.
是完全的毫无保留的奉献。
It is a complete offering without reservation.
那么现在我的问题来了，将自己献上为神所用，那是意味着什么都不用做吗？
Now my question is,If you present yourselves as a living sacrifice unto God, does it mean you don't need to do anything?
恰恰相反，那意味着在神的旨意中有许多的事情预备给我们去做。
To the opposite, it means in God's will there are a lot of things for us to do.
这好像是在教会里很不政治正确的教导。
It sounds like very politically incorrect teaching.In the church.
但是它非常的合乎圣经。
But it is biblical.
所以呢，要完全忠于圣经的教导，就得有打破政治正确的决心。
So if you want to be faithful to the Bible teachings, you have to break the political correctness.
因此，对福音的理解停留在肤浅层面的，认为什么都不用做的人。是无法理解保罗为什么要说将身体献上当作活祭。
Again, those people who only have a superficial understanding of the gospel and think that Christians, once justified, don't need to do anything afterwards, these people are unable to understand why Paul says you should present your bodies.As living sacrifice,
这样最后呢，他的圣经缩水成半本，甚至是几节圣经。
In the end, for these people, the Bible is cut in half, or even unto a few verses.
所以用这个例子呢，我希望大家看到，以人为中心的角度和以神为中心的角度对福音的理解呢是不同的。
By this example, I want you to see.The difference between understanding the gospel from the human-centered perspective and from the God-centered perspective.
如果对福音的理解有缺陷的话，那么所做出来的事工也是一样有缺陷的。
If your understanding of the gospel is wrong, your ministry.Will have problems.
只有以神为中心，我们才能真正正确的理解福音。
Only from the God-centered perspective can we truly correctly understand the gospel.
同样的，对于教会的使命，我们一样只有以神为中心，我们才能够真正的行使教会的使命。
Likewise, if we want to carry the church's mission correctly, we have to have the God-centered mission.
前面我们所说的几种答案，他们不是 either or 非此即彼的关系，而是 both and 两样兼顾的关系。
The answers we went through, they are not either or, they are not exclusive to each other, they are both and and.
教会有三层的使命。
A church has three layers in their mission.
第一个呢是敬拜上帝，是教会向上的使命，向上跟神的关系。
The first is to worship God. This is the vertical relationship with God.
第二个是向外的使命，传福音是教会向外的使命。
Second layer is evangelism. That is, that is the outward. The first layer, worship, is upward relationship with God, and the second layer of the mission to evangelize is the outside, outward mission of the church.
但还有一个常常被忽略掉的使命。
And there is a third one, which is often ignored by some churches.
是造就圣徒，那是教会向内的使命。
Is to build up saints. That is the church's inward mission.
那么就这三点呢，我们略微展开来说说。
I'm going to expand on these three layers of church's mission.
敬拜上帝呢，这个是教会的最重要的使命，需要放在第一位。
The first and the most important mission of the church is to worship God.
创世纪一章二十八节，神造亚当夏娃之后，要他们生养众多，遍满全地。
Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. God told Adam and Eve to increase, to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth.
所以基督徒生养众多，任务只完成了一半。
So, if Christians have many children, that's only part of their job.
还有一半呢，在箴言的二十二章第六节。
The other part of their mission is in Proverbs 22, chapter 2, verse 6.
箴言二十二章第六节，教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he grows older, he will not abandon it.
把孩子们教养成敬虔的基督徒，这才是基督徒父母的任务。
So the Christian's parents' mission is to raise faithful Christians.
把孩子培养成为上藤校的人，那却不是基督徒父母的使命。
But God does not tell Christian parents to send their children to Ivy League schools.
而许许多多的基督徒父母明显是执行错任务了。
But it's obvious that many Christian parents misunderstand God's will for their children.
请注意，我不是反对上藤校。
Please note that I'm not against Ivy League schools.
也不是反对追求学术上的优秀。
I'm not against academic excellence.
我说的是基督徒父母不要忘记你在孩子身上的最重要的使命。
My point is, Christian parents do not forget the most important mission in your children, for your children.
将你的孩子培养成敬虔爱主的基督徒。
That is, raise up your children to be God-loving, faithful Christians.
我们教会今天迈出这困难的一步，尝试双语讲道，也是为了同样的目的。
Today, we are starting a bold but a very challenging step. To preach in two languages, that exactly is for this purpose.
所以无论是旧约的生养众多遍满全地，还是新约的要往普天下去传扬福音，神的旨意是始终一致的。
So God's will remains the same, either in the Old Testament era when he told people to multiply and fill the earth, or in the New Testament era, he tells the church to preach the gospel throughout the world, his will remains the same. That is, to have worshippers of God throughout the earth.
即敬拜耶和华的人要遍满全地。
So that his glory will be praised.
使他的荣耀可以得到称赞。那么我们周日聚集为的是什么呢？是为了赞美他。
So why do we gather here today? To worship him.
我们传福音为什么呢？为了更多人赞美他。
Why do we evangelize? For more people to worship him.
生命记的第十章第八节，那时耶和华将利未支派分别出来，抬耶和华的约柜，又侍立在耶和华面前侍奉他，奉他的名祝福，直到今日。
Deuteronomy 10:8. At that time, the Lord separated the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord to minister unto him, and to bless in his name unto this day.
请注意这里 KJV 的 minister unto him, 服侍的对象首先是神而不是人。
Please note that in the King James Version, the phrase minister unto him, it tells us that the object of our ministry is God, is first God, instead of man.
参与服事的人不能忘记这个。
Those who serve God should never forget this.
然后因为顺服神的缘故才是服事人。
And secondary, we serve man because we obey God.
哥林多前书九章十九节保罗说，我虽是自由的无人辖管，然而我甘心做了众人的仆人，为要多得人。
Paul teaches at the 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 19, For though I am free from all peopleI have made myself a slave to all, so that I may gain more.
保罗为了福音的缘故，甘心做了众人的仆人。
So for the sake of the gospel, Paul made himself a slave to all willingly.
但首先他是耶稣基督的仆人。
But first of all, he was a slave to Jesus Christ.
基督徒在服事人以先，首先是神的仆人。
So Christians, before they serve man, they are God's slaves.
这是从个人层面。
This is from the individual perspective.
从教会层面，圣经从未说教会的任务是服事人。
From the church's perspective, the Bible never teaches that.The church's mission is to serve man.
教会作为一个整体，就是分别为圣，服侍神的。
As a collective body, the church is separated to serve God.
如果你明白这一点之后，当你听到有的教会，有的人说，我们要传福音，我们要让慕道友感受到被欢迎，我们不要唱那些古老的圣诗，我们要唱点摇滚的，唱点让他们感觉到爽的流行歌曲。
So, if you understand this, when you hear that some churches are saying, we want to preach the gospel, in order to do that, we need to make the seekers happy, make them welcome, we should not sing those old hymns, let's have some rock music, let's have popular music that make people...make the seekers happy.
你就知道他是瞎子领路。
When you hear people say that, you know that they are blind spiritually.
他忘记了主日敬拜的主要目的不是要让慕道友感觉到被欢迎。
They forget that the purpose of the Sunday worship is not to make the seekers welcomed,
而是要高举上帝。
Instead, the purpose is to exalt God.
我们所唱的圣诗所讲的道都是可能会得罪慕道友的。
The hymns that we sing, the sermons that we preach, may offend the seekers so that they no longer, come.
让他们再也不来了。那么，真正的教会所需要顾虑的是我们所讲的是否忠实于神的道。
But the true church should be concerned whether what we preach is faithful to God's word. We don't need to be concerned that some seekers are offended by God's word.
而不是哪个慕道友生气不来了。
And so that they will never come again.
因为我们对神的话语有一个笃定的信心。
Because we have firm belief in God's word.
约翰福音的六章六十五节，主耶稣说：“所以我对你们说过，若不是蒙我父的恩赐，没有人能到我这里来。”
John 6:65, and Jesus was saying, "For this reason, I have told you that no one can come to me, unless it has been granted him from the Father."
如果一个人是神带到我们中间来信主的，那么他最终一定会顺服神的话语。
If God brings that person among us to believe in Him, that person will ultimately obey God's word.
而不是我们妥协了神的话语，去将他变成挂名的基督徒。
So we should not compromise on God's word in order to please Him, so that He can become a Christian in name only.
主耶稣在约翰福音四章二十四节说：“神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。”
John 4:24, God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth.
所以这里的诚实就是真理，有真理才有真敬拜。
What is translated in the Chinese version as 诚实 is truth in the original. So, oh, go ahead. Only in truth, there is true worship.
因此，教会要守住敬拜上帝这个使命，就需要守住真理，守住我们的信仰。
So, if we are to carry out the mission of worshiping God, we have to guard the truth and our belief.
这是教会最最重要的事情。
This is the most important mission for the church.
教会如果妥协了信仰，就如同对丈夫不忠的淫妇，是冒犯上帝的，在敬拜上帝的最重要使命上是失败的。
The church, if the church compromises on its belief, the church would be like an unfaithful wife to her husband. This is offensive to God. And if the church fails on this, the church will fail on its most important mission.
既然守住真道是教会最重要的事情，那么教会在挑传道人的时候，最首要的因素就是看这传道人是否是忠于神的，是否是能够守住真道和教导真道的传道人。
Since guarding the truth is the most important mission of the church, when the church is choosing its pastor, the most important factor the church should consider is whether this pastor is faithful to God and whether he is able to guard God's truth and teach God's truth.
有一个华人教会在关于聘牧的讨论的时候，有一位会众发表了极具代表性的看法。
For example, a Chinese church, when they were discussing hiring a pastor, a member said this, which is very representative.
他说神学生多的到处都是，我们需要的不是一个会讲道的人，而是一个能关怀我们的人。
She said there are so many seminary students everywhere. We don't need somebody who can preach, but instead we need somebody who can cares for us, who cares for us.
很明显他是要挑一个人的仆人，而不是一个神的仆人。
Obviously he wantedA servant for man instead of a servant of God.
神学生确实是非常多，但忠心的神的仆人是非常少的。
It is true that there are many seminary students, but there are few faithful God servants.
是需要有智慧的眼睛去发掘的。
It requires a wise eye, to find.
因此，当基督徒能够分辨什么重要，什么次要，什么在先，什么在后的时候，他就能够分辨什么宝贵，什么低贱了。
So, if a Christian can tell what is more important, what is less important, what is, what should be, prioritized, he can tell what is good and what is, what is precious in God's eye.And what is inferior in his eyes.
教会一切的事工上都当以荣耀神，让神被高举为目的和方向。
In all the church's ministries, the purpose and direction is to glorify and exalt God.
那么我们再讲第二点，教会向外的事工传福音。
Let's move onto the second mission of the church, that is its evangelical mission, the outward mission.
既然教会最首要的是向上的事工，敬拜上帝。
Since the God's most important mission is upward to worship God, the same principles apply to the church's outside, outward mission, that isevangelism.
那么教会向外的事工，也就是传福音，也是一样的。
The same principles apply.
传福音的目的不是为了多一个受洗的人，而是多一个敬拜上帝的人。
The purpose of evangelism is not to get one more person baptized, but to have one more worshipper of God.
那么我们一开始就不是传宽路的假福音，而只传十架窄路的真福音。
For this reason, from the very beginning, we preach the true gospel of the narrow path of the cross instead of the broader road, a false gospel.
一开始就传以神为中心的道，使那些受洗称为基督徒的都是真正经历悔改的。
From the beginning, we have been preaching the God-centered way of gospel, so to make sure that everyone baptized, everyone who claims himself to be Christian, a true Christian who has truly repented.
他们的得救和长进都是在十架窄路上的，是前后一致，没有矛盾的。
To make sure that their salvation and their spiritual growthall remain on the narrow path of the cross and to be uniform and not self-contradictory.
很多教会在引人信主受洗的时候呢，用很多属肉体的方法连哄带骗的将人引入教会的门。
Many church, when they evangelizeThey use a lot of fleshly methods to get people into the door of the church.
他们的理由是以后再慢慢教对的东西。
Their reason is get them into the door and then teach them later and gradually.
这就是当代非常流行的教会增长学。
So this is what is called the church growth
growth methodology.
Church growth methodology, which is very popular nowadays.
其实都是属灵的瞎子发明的属肉体的方法。
But these methodologies are inventions by those spiritually blind.
保罗·华许牧师一句话就点破了这种所谓方法的虚幻。
Pastor Paul Walsh pointed out the falsefulness falsehood of these methods.
他说你用属肉体的方法引进来的人，你还得用属肉体的方法去留住。
If you get these people into the door of the church with fleshly methods, you have to keep them with fleshly methods.
那些被宽路假福音骗进门的人，他们其实没有真正的进基督的窄门，他们是被欺哄和自我欺哄。
So those people have never entered the true narrow path of the Christ. They were deceived, and they deceived themselves.
他们的生命并没有发生一个从自我中心到以基督为中心的本质性的转变。
In their lives, there was not a change from self-centeredness to Christ-centeredness.
他们称为基督徒，却仍是自我中心的。他们的生命没有十字架的印记，怎么可能学习以基督为中心呢？
They call themselves Christians, but they are still self-centered. They don't have the sign of the cross in their life. How can they learn to be Christ-centered?
自我中心和以基督为中心，这二者是互相排斥的。
Self-centeredness and Christ-centeredness are exclusive to each other.
一个自我中心的人怎么能与以神为中心的教会相融合呢？
A self-centered person is unable to get along with a God-centered church.
不可能的，他只能融合于自我中心的教会，但那不是真正的教会。
He can only become part of a self-centered church, but that's not a true church.
这就是为什么那些听过宽路假福音的人就再也听不了十字架窄路的真福音了。
This is why those who have accepted the false gospel can no longer accept the true gospel of the narrow path of the cross.
神的道一冒犯到他的肉体，他就愤而离席了。
As soon as God's word offends his flesh, he runs away.
因此传福音的事工一样是一个以神为中心，高举神而不是高举人的事工。
Therefore, evangelism likewise should be God-centered, should be God-exalting,instead of man exalting.
接下来呢，我们来讲呢教会的向内的这个事工，圣徒造就。
Now let's move on the inside, inward ministry of the church, that is edifying the saints.
为了教会能够完成向上敬拜上帝和向外传扬福音的使命，教会需要培养和造就圣徒，包括下一代的基督徒和下一代的传道人。
The church needs to train and build up saints, including the next generation Christians, the next generation missionaries and preachers, in order to complete the missions to worship God and preach the gospel.
这其实是包含在主耶稣的大使命当中的。
This is actually included in the Lord's great commission.
马太福音二十八章十九二十节，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Matthew 28:19-20. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to follow all that I commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
主耶稣说，凡我所吩咐你的，那就是圣经的全面的教导。
Jesus said, teaching them to follow all that I commanded you. That is all the teachings of the Bible.
这是需要传给下一代的。
And we should pass them on to the next generation.
这一代人终有一天都要老去死去。
Our generation one day will all die.
怎么确保下一代还能有全面的真理和真理里的真敬拜呢？
How can we make sure that the next generation can have the full truth and the true worship in the truth?
那就是在这代人还活着还能教导的时候，要把这全面的教导交给下一代。
So when we still live, when we can still teach, we should pass on the truth to the next generation.
可是因为教会太多的关注在于向外的事工，而向内的事工造就本教会的圣徒，这一条是常常被忽略的。
However, because many churches emphasize too much on the outward ministry, they ignore or neglect the inward ministry to build up the saints within the church.
你说这许多的教会努力地执行前半条大使命，而忽略了后半条，他们算是在严格的、忠心地执行大使命吗？当然是不算的。
So these churches are working hard to accomplish the first half of Jesus' Great Commission and neglecting the second half. Can you say that they are carrying out the Lord's Great Commission? Of course not.
而本教会的圣徒不得造就的话，他们对神的道呢是一知半解的。
But if the saints within the church are not built up, they have a superficial understanding of God's word, how can they live according to God's word to glorify God, to complete the upward mission?
那么在向上的使命中，他们又怎能照着神的旨意来生活，来荣耀神呢？在向外的使命中，他们又怎能避免肤浅，而将人完完全全的带到基督面前呢？
And when they try to accomplish the outward mission, if they are not built up, how can they avoid preaching the superficial gospel?
所以你看见了吗？教会的向内的事工是连接向外的事工和向上的事工的关键。
Do you see the church's inward mission is the key bridge that connects the church's upward and outward missions?
在武术里面有一句谚语叫做腰为轴，手脚为轮，拳脚的力量都是靠腰带动的。
To use an example from the Chinese martial art, there is a teaching. You should use your waist as the axle and use your hands and legs as the wheels. And if you want to, you know, the strength for your hands and legs come from your waist, which is the axle.
腰不好的话，拳脚是无力的。
So if you are not strong in your waist, you won't be strong in your hands and legs.
教会的这三个使命中，向内的使命就是造就圣徒，就是像腰一样的作用。
Among the three missions of the church, the inward mission, that is building up the saints, is like the waste.
教会内众圣徒的生命成长起来，自然会更加荣神益人，也会推动事工的拓展。
When the saints within the church grow up in their spiritual life, naturally there will be more glorifying to God, and their lives will benefit people more, and other missions will grow as well.
这是生命成长的自然规律。
This is a principle for growth.
这向内的使命决定了教会的纯正的程度，也决定了向上的使命的高度和向外的使命的深度。
So, this inward mission determines the degree of the church's purity, the height of the upward mission, and the depth of the outward mission.
我的老师 Steve Lawson 牧师有句经典的话， The church will rise no higher than its pulpit. 教会的高度不会超过它的讲台。
My professor, Reverend Steve Lawson said this, has a classic statement, the church will rise no higher than its pulpit.
麦克阿瑟牧师也有一句类似的话，是他们教会事工的意向。
Reverend John MacArthur said something similar.
那就是人负责讲道的深度，神会负责事工的广度。
We are responsible for the depth of the pulpit. God will take care of the width of our ministries.
这也是我们教会的意向，讲道和查经的事工就是我们的事工的核心。
That is MacArthur's church's vision, and this is also our church's mission. So that's why preaching and the Bible studies are the center of our ministries.
愿主帮助我们，使我们的生命的长进、事工的拓展，都从神的道发出动力来。
May God help us so that the growth of our spiritual life, the expansion of our ministries, all come from the source of God's word.
最后让我来总结一下。
Let me summarize.
第一点，以神为中心，才能正确的明白福音。
First, the correct understanding of the gospel must be God-centered.
同样的，以神为中心，才能真正的看见教会的使命。
Likewise, we have to be God-centered in order to see the true mission of the church.
教会有三个方向的使命：向上敬拜上帝，向内造就圣徒，向外传扬福音。
The church has three missions in three directions: upward to worship God, inward to build up the saints, outward to evangelize.
敬拜上帝是教会最重要的使命。
Third, it is the church's most important mission to worship God.
向内造就圣徒是教会事工的关键切入点。
To build the saints within the church is our ministry's key point.
改变生命、拓展事工的动力都从神的道发出来。
The change of life, changing lives, and expanding our ministry should all have their motivation and strength from God's word.
Okay, let's pray together.
一起祷告。
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
Oh Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
主啊，我们的能力有限。
We are so limited.
但我们有一颗愿做的心。
But we are willing to serve you.
主啊，求主你帮助我们全教会有同一的看见。
Help us, help our church have the same vision.
使我们的信心都是完完全全的建造在主你的话语上面。
Help us to build our faith completely upon your word.
使我们的生命也发生转变。
Change our lives.
与我们所蒙的恩召相称。
To be worthy of the holy calling from you.
使我们能够在这样的一个世界能够真正的做主你的见证人。
Help us be your witness in this world.
使更多的人来归向你。
So that more people will come to you.
使愿万人都来归向你，敬拜你。
May all the nations worship you.
愿你荣耀的恩典得到称赞。
May your glorious grace be praised.
与我们同在。
Be with us.
我们的感谢和祷告都是奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
We praise and thank you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 现在是唱回应诗歌的时间。
This is the time.
好，我们请起立。